You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that you're allowing the Lord's emergency hand of healing and deliverance to overtake you in your life, and that you've been experiencing the so-promised restoration that Jesus has promised us through his blood. I'm very excited that you tuned in today. Before we get quickly into the word, let us just go before the Lord. Maybe you didn't have time to thank him today, but let's go before him and just lift up Jesus today. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you because you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You do not change because you, Emmanuel, you are God that is with us because you are the Prince of Peace and you've given us your peace. Thank you so much for the minute blessings, the great blessings, the phenomenal blessings, and most of all, the miraculous blessings of healings, deliverance, and finances. Father, we thank you because you're Jehovah Jireh. You made provision for us today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are Jehovah Rapha. Lord, you are healing today. You are the balm in Gilead. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood today. Thank you for the great new covenant that was written and signed in your very own blood. And we are in the kingdom of the Almighty God. And we thank you that we have kingdom privileges, and we thank you, Lord, that we have kingdom healing and kingdom deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, touch someone out there today, whether they're in the prisons, whether they're in jail, whether they're in a nursing home, wherever they are, locate them in your mercy and your grace. Locate them in your deliverance. Locate them in your compassion today in the name of Jesus Christ, and bring forth the provision, the healing, the deliverance in everything that they're seeking you for. We thank you for your instruction, direction, and correction, and we give you praise today. And we decree and declare that there's no other God but you. According to Isaiah 43, before you there was no God formed, after you there shall not be, and besides you, Lord, there is no Savior. You are the Savior of the world, and we thank you for saving us, Father, for saving our souls, and we give you praise today. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that's active in this dispensation of time, and thank you for not leaving us orphans. So we give you praise and we thank you. Refresh us today in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm very excited about the message today. As I was minding my business and the Lord brought me to this message today, and I think it is an on-time, a rhema word straight from the throne room, fresh off the press of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go quickly to Deuteronomy. We're going to go quickly to Deuteronomy 18, and we're going to go right there at verse 9. And here the Lord is speaking. Moses is talking to the people. The Lord is giving him the word. And he says, when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or anyone who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritualist, or one who calls up the dead. Verse 12, for all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to soothsayers and diviners, I'm sorry. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. The Lord began to deal with me. The Lord Jesus began to deal with me about the subject. He's moving witchcraft. He's exposing these different idols and these different tactics and deceptions of the enemy that has went into the body of Christ and sitting so comfortably. As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus is striking a match, glory be to God, and dropping it in those different sanctuaries, amen, and exposing, glory be to God, because he says, this part right here, these abominations, these things right here, I do not require, amen, for your healing, for your deliverance. No, Jesus' blood paid the price. And so many of us today, as you see here, are still trying to go to these places, play with these tarot cards, play with these burning candles, play with all these things that the Lord is saying. These things are an abomination to me. Why would you put these things over me, said the Lord Jesus Christ? Is not my blood good enough for you? I've already died and paid the price so that you didn't have to do these things. As a matter of fact, because they are an abomination unto me, say the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what blocks, glory be to God, your prayers. You cannot drink from the cup of the Lord and drink from the cup of the devil. You can't eat from the table of the Lord, and we can't, you know, eat from the table of demons. The Lord is requiring his people to begin to do some soul searching, glory be to God, and to do some true repentance, glory be to God, and begin to say, look, Lord, I'm guilty. Deliver me. It's very interesting in the book of Acts chapter 19, when Paul and them was actually going through, I think it was Asia there, and the people heard the word of truth of what the Lord, what Paul was speaking concerning Jesus Christ being the true living God. It says that the people, all when they really, really heard and believed, came confessing their deeds. As a matter of fact, at verse 19, it says, also many of those who practice magic, and that's in Acts chapter 19 at verse 19, practice magic, brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. And let's go right back up here to 18. It says, and many who heard and believed came confessing. When you hear, or when we hear the word of God, the spirit of the living God speaking to us, we need to do the same thing. We need to come confessing, glory be to God, our deeds and repenting of them. They brought all their magic books. We know the magic books taught them all about tarot cards, how to do this, how to do tea reading, how to do all these different things, how to conjure up spells and how to read omens. All those magician, those books that they brought was teaching them the different the idols worshiping and of demons and devils. And when Paul and them preached Jesus Christ, the Savior, they was convicted. They heard the truth. It penetrated. And so therefore they brought all their magic books and everything. They said, I don't want no part of this. And because of that, Demetrius, which was a goldsmith, he was very upset because one of the things that he did was that he made all these different idols, and he was very upset that the goddess of Diana's temple was going to be people was going to look down on it, and that he wasn't going to have any more. His money was going to go low because that was his possession, his profession. That's what's going on today in the body of Christ. We're so worried about how much money we can make and how much money we can get to grow the building of our church, that we forget about the people of God and we forget about the spirit of the living God. And so therefore we keep disrespecting the Holy Spirit. Many have went to these root workers. Many are sitting there right now suffering with all type of ailments and things because you went and you keep going to the psychic and you keep trying to do your tarot cards and you won't trust the Lord, but you say, you hold your hands up and you say, oh Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up. You do all that on a Sunday, But in the secret parts, in your time, you're doing all these things opposite to what the Lord is telling us to do. Jesus is concerned about what is going on with his people. Jesus wants his people delivered and set free. He's tired of actually all this falseness. But what really stands out is that Jesus said it was finished. It is time for the people of God to stand up. You know how when we stand up and we protest against something? And things change. It's time for us to gather together. It's time for the holy men and women of God to stand up. Amen. And we got to begin to protest against these things. We got to begin to stand up against this and say, no, Pastor, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to burn the candles. I'm not going to be quiet. And I know you in all type of affairs. I'm not going to be quiet when I know that you have these children inheritance, these lost inheritance out here, and you're not doing anything about it. You're trying to cover it up. No, I'm not going to do that. Woman of God, I know that you're cheating with the husband, with somebody else's husband, and I'm not going to be a partaker. We got to stand up. Somebody say amen. And we got to protest against this mess going on in the body of Christ. It is demonic. It is demonic. And the Lord Jesus is really concerned about it. Amen. I'm like, he's really concerned about it. We got to gather up. They confess their sins. We got to quit running in and out, trying to walk bow-legged, saying, Lord Jesus, I love you. You know, but then I'm over here playing with the devil and his witches and all these things, trying to get things done ahead of time. And so therefore, because of that, it's like Achan is in the camp. Amen. Achan, who caused the children of Israel, because he took idols and he stole them and hid them in the camp, that Joshua went up to go to battle and had to return, because Joshua was like, what is going on? Joshua got on his knees and the Lord says, listen, get up, because Israel has sinned against me. And when Joshua and them found out what Achan did, it was something as simple as you brought idols into the house of the Lord. All this witchcraft and all this, you got kids doing crystals, this and that and all this kind of stuff. The Lord is calling us into a place of repentance. It was a particular time this woman of God, well, she asked me to come and minister at her church. I went there and I found it strange that all these big fat candles was sitting all around the altar. I said, wow, that looks strange, because I had never seen that before. And so then the Holy Spirit said to me, when you go to preach, I do not want you to stand behind the altar. I need you to stand down before the people, because if you stand behind the altar, because of the witchcraft, it's going to block me from moving through that. Because that's what she has set up there. So I had to stand down before the people and I had to minister to the people, and the power of God moved lovely. And she was shocked. She was so shocked that in the midst of the night, the Lord showed me that she was burning candles against me, which in the name of Jesus didn't prosper, by the way. Her church ended up closing. But Jesus is Lord and the devil, Satan, is a liar. I don't know about you, but it's time for true repentance. It's time for us to stand up as the body of Christ in truth and protest against these lies, saying that sage burn demons out your house and Terica, none of them died for you. As a matter of fact, I do not know a God right now claiming that they died for you, but one who really did. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we got to stand with Jesus. He said, either you with me or you against me. Glory be to God. Either you gather with me or you scatter far from me. I'm very excited about this message today. To God be the glory. Lord, glorify yourself today. Prick us in our heart, Lord. Let us know, Father. Show us the books, the different things that we're watching on TV that we're intertwined with. Your word says for us not to be a partaker of another man's sin, another woman's sin. Let us stand up and let us protest. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I send your eternal power through the airwaves in the name of Jesus, and I bind up the powers of darkness, their operations of witchcraft, curses, and spells, their operations of transformation and traveling in the spiritual realm. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind up the demons and the devils that are going after our children right there in the sanctuary. In the name of Jesus, I paralyze their operations of their altars today in the name of Jesus Christ, and I release your power to go forth and bring forth healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind up the spirit of depression, and for this word right here, the Lord is saying to two individuals, I know that you're about to give up, but the Lord said, trust me again. Do not give up, and I will be with you, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. Until the next time, God bless you. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm gonna hit you where it hurts, 'cause I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I'm a Holy Ghost filled man.